All right, I ask you to turn tonight once again to the book of Philippians, chapter 3. We're going to read the last two verses of this chapter. Paul here says, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it might be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." Father, tonight we thank you for this opportunity we have to assemble here to worship in spirit and in truth. We ask tonight, dear Lord, that you might take your word now, bless it to our heart, teach us and guide us and direct us, encourage us tonight, comfort and convict us. And Lord, let the word of God reign supreme in each of our hearts this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Lance Havner, that great preacher of yesteryear, once said that he'd rather know a few things for certain than a multitude of things he wasn't quite sure of this evening. And you know, sometimes it's good to know things for certain. I'm glad Josh is here tonight. I'll just say this on his behalf. He worked for TV9. And the other morning I was listening to TV9 before I went to drive my school bus, and they said, "No precipitation." And I'm driving through the rain with my windshield wipers on. And a fellow that drives the bus next to me, he was listening to the same thing, and he told me Friday evening, he said, "Well, you better get out your sunblock, your bathing suit, and your sunglasses. TV9 said it was going to freeze." We don't know what the weather's going to bring for certain. They have a lot of things they do and a lot of technology they use, but no one knows for certain about the weather and many other things tonight. But Paul tonight in our text gives us some blessed certainty tonight. Some things tonight that should bless our soul and put a bounce in our step, a song on our lips, and praise in our heart this evening. Because when we read these verses tonight and we see what God has promised us and the promises of God standeth sure this evening, we can say, what a good God we serve tonight.
Amen.
What a wonderful Savior we have tonight.
Right.
And so Paul, as he closes out this particular chapter, as he talked this morning, we talked about the enemies of the cross. Here he's going to tell us tonight some blessed certainties for the real people of God. I'm glad tonight we have these certainties tonight, so look at them very quickly with me this evening, and notice what Paul says. First of all, he said that we have the certainty of a better country. The certainty of a better country. He said in verse number 24, our conversation is in heaven. Our citizenship tonight is in heaven. We're strangers and pilgrims up on this earth. Tonight we're not citizens of this world headed toward heaven. We're citizens of heaven this evening on a pilgrimage toward that wonderful place God has for us, that great country that tonight we call heaven tonight. You know, tonight, back when I was in school many years ago, we had to study a short story that was written by a man by the name of Edward Everett Hale. The title of the story was The Man Without a Country. It was the story of an Army lieutenant by the name of Philip Nolan who, during a treason trial, uttered a statement. I'm not going to give you the whole statement, but he basically condemned the United States, that he wished he could never hear of it again. And after being convicted, he was placed on a Navy ship, and from that day until the day that he died, he never set foot on United States soil again. And no one was ever allowed to mention and tell him what was going on in the United States of America. And he was finally buried at sea, and his entire life from that point on was spent, and the title of the story was Man Without a Country. I'm glad tonight that I'm not the man without a country. I'm glad tonight to do what Jesus said tonight, that I have a country. Paul said tonight that our conversation is in heaven tonight. And we're headed toward that wonderful, blessed place that God has for us this evening. Back during the Civil War, an army surgeon was riding across the devastation and the death that was at Gettysburg. And he was looking, seeing if there was anyone still alive that needed his help. And suddenly he heard a faint voice saying, "Here, here." And he kept looking, and finally he located a young soldier. And he climbed off his horse and went crawling over to where he was. And he said, "Son, what are you doing?" He said, "Here, here." And he looked down at him again, and he said, "Son, you're dying. What are you trying to say?" He said, "I know I'm dying." He said, "They're calling the roll in glory, and I'm answering to my name tonight. I'm glad one of these days the roll's going to be called up yonder. I'm glad when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. I'm glad when they call my name, I can say here this evening." You see, one of these days, tonight, I'm going to a better country. As the songwriter said, that some morning you're going to find me touring that city. I'm looking forward to touring that city tonight. You know, several years ago I was watching a TV show, and it was one of those doctor shows. I don't even remember which one it was. And I was watching it. There was a particular preacher who came into the emergency room, and they told him that he had a certain disease, but if he didn't treat it, he was going to die. And they said, "Well, what happens if I don't treat it?" And the doctor said, "Well, we don't know. It's an experimental treatment." He said, "Well, I don't want to die." He said, "I don't want to take your treatment." And so he began to try to convince the man. He said, "You're going to die. If you don't take this treatment, there's no hope for you. This is terminal." And the man said, "I don't want to take your treatment." And he kept on and on and on. And the doctor kept trying to get him to take the treatment. And finally, he looked at the doctor and he said, "You need to understand, Doc." He said, "My bags is packed and I'm ready to go." Amen. Are you ready, Doc? Tonight, is your bag packed and are you ready to go?
Right.
Okay, we got a better country we're headed to tonight. Amen. We got a better place that the Lord's prepared for us this evening. Yeah. Paul said, "That's a blessed certainty. That's not a figment of my imagination tonight. That's not some story that somebody made up in a cave over in the Middle East many years ago. That's not tonight a crutch that religion gives to individuals this evening. That's a blessed promise of God. That's a certainty from the Heavenly Father tonight." You see, what a blessed promise Jesus gave us in John chapter number 14 when he said, "I go and prepare a place for you." I praise the Lord tonight that Jesus went to Calvary and prepared that place for me. I praise the Lord tonight that on the cross this evening, he purchased my body. He purchased me this evening. And when he purchased me this evening, he said that where I am, there you will be also. Wherever Jesus is, that's where I'm going to be.
Amen.
I hear a lot of folks talk about near-death experiences, and I've heard a lot of different things through the years, and people talk about heaven, and you know, you read the scripture, and you read over in the Revelation the beauty of the great place God has there for us this evening, and you read where Paul wrote that I have not seen nor ear heard the things that God has prepared for them that love him, but the Spirit of God has revealed them to us. This evening, I don't know all about heaven tonight. I can read the scripture tonight, and I've looked and read some books tonight, and I've heard some great preachers preach on the subject of heaven. But the main thing I can tell you tonight about heaven, it's where Jesus is.
Right.
That's the most important thing tonight, is where Jesus is. I know it's a better country because that's where the Lord is tonight. I know tonight that I'm headed for that place that Jesus has prepared for me. What an exciting, wonderful certainty that is this evening, that I'm headed for glory. Somebody say, "Where are you going, preacher?" You know what I can tell them? I'm going to heaven. What about you? Hallelujah tonight. Isn't that great? I mean, you can say, "Well, we're going to McDonald's," or "We're going to Walmart," "We're going to the mall," but praise God, most of all, I can tell you tonight, I'm going to heaven. Well, how exciting that is, how wonderful that is this evening. What a blessed promise and blessed certainty that is tonight. It's not something that we hope about. Paul said we're not having to hope. Our citizenship's already there. My bags are packed, and I'm ready to go tonight. Paul said, here's a blessed certainty of a better country. Not only that, he said tonight there's the blessed certainty of a returning Redeemer. Notice what he said. From which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Paul says that we're looking for Jesus. Looking for Jesus tonight. You know, we anticipate many things tonight. But you know, the greatest tonight of anticipation tonight should be seeing Jesus. Paul said he's coming again. Jesus said he's coming again. All through the scripture tonight, one of the great certainties tonight that I find recorded in the Word of God is the return of Jesus Christ to this earth. Now, there's some differences tonight aspects of when people think that he might return. But the most important thing I can leave with you tonight, I'm not here tonight to try to convince you of anything else except make you aware of this one simple point. Jesus is coming again. And he's coming tonight for his bride. He's coming tonight for his people. He's coming tonight not as a child born in a manger. He's not coming tonight to be a crucified Savior on a cross. But he's coming tonight as the sovereign God of glory, as the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And I'm anticipating the Lord coming again tonight. Not only should we anticipate it, we ought to have a sense of expectancy about us. We ought to be expectancy. I mean, it ought to just be something that we think about this evening. And years ago, I had a friend, and his wife was expecting a child. And she told me one day, she said, he goes to bed, that every night before we go to bed, and getting pretty close to time for the baby to be born, he'd lay all of his clothes out just in case she woke him up and they had to go to the hospital. He was expecting to wake up any night and carry her to the hospital for that baby to be born. You know, we ought to be expecting the Lord to come any time.
Right.
You know, we may go to sleep tonight and the trump of God wake us up. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Hallelujah tonight. We ought to be expecting the Lord to come. You know, most of us, and I have to point my finger at myself sometimes, we don't really expect him to come. We believe that he's coming. We believe the scripture. We know a great deal about the doctrine of the second coming. But are we really living in anticipation and expectancy of the Lord coming again tonight? You know, if we really were tonight, we probably, our lives would be just a little bit different, wouldn't they? Over in the book of 1 John chapter 3, he talks there about the coming of the Lord, and he talks how that because he's coming, we ought to make ourselves pure. I heard Dr. Hugh Powell several years ago talking about when he lived in Florida and he was on the radio. He said that he would go out to preach on the radio, and he said the little room that he went in where the microphone was and where that he preached out over the radio station was dirty. It had trash and Coke bottles and all this stuff in it, and it was needed painting, but he said nothing was ever done. And every week he went there and preached on the radio. He said one day he came in and they'd painted the walls, put in some new furniture, cleaned everything up. And he said, what in the world's going on? And the man said, oh, Paul Harvey's coming. We had to clean everything up. You know, we really expect the Lord to come. We'd probably clean some things up, wouldn't we? Are we living in anticipation and expectancy that the Lord could come any minute tonight? Well, that's a blessed certainty tonight. You know, people say, well, you know when he's coming? I know exactly when he's coming. Oh, you say you do? Yeah, when you think not. That's what he said. What? I can't tell you the day or the hour. He didn't leave that to me tonight. He said, that's the Father's business. I'm just to be looking for him. I'm just to be anticipating and expecting him to come tonight. You know, we live in some dark days. But thank God tonight the Lord's coming back. And tonight we're going to be a sense of longing tonight for the Lord to come. You see, I want to see him. I don't know about you, I want to see him. Amen. You know, we see a lot of pictures that people have painted of Jesus, and we read many things about that, but I've never seen him with my naked eye. I've never looked upon him. But one of these days, I'm going to meet him face to face. I'm going to be able to look him face to face, the one that saved me by his grace. Wasn't that a wonderful thing tonight? I'm looking forward to that time when I, tonight, that can meet Jesus tonight. What a wonderful thing tonight. What a wonderful certainty we can know that Jesus is coming again. Many said that there's a certainty of a glorious body. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body? Well, I'm glad we got the certainty of a glorious body. That God's going to do something with us tonight. Several years ago, I pastored another church, and two ladies, they were cousins, and they were talking. And both of them were kind of large. And one of them was always kind of funny, and she told the other one, she said, I was just noticing my mama. And she said, you know, as you get older, you get smaller. You dry up. She said, I got something to look forward to when I get old. You know, at night, as I look around and you begin to think, what's in the future? We got something to look forward to tonight. Amen. The Lord's going to give us a body like unto his glorious body. He's going to change this body tonight. What a wonderful thing that is tonight. Somebody said, what is it going to look like? I have no idea. You know, I've heard people say we're going to all be 30 years old. I've heard this and that and the other. I have no idea. See, that's not my problem. That's the Lord's problem tonight. He's going to do it tonight. He said, you know, we're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. I don't know how fast that is, but somebody recorded it, and I forgot how much it was. But I can tell you this much, it's very quick. In the twinkling of an eye, we're going to be changed tonight. Well, I'm glad of that tonight. Why? You know, every time I look in the mirror, I think, Lord, hurry up. Who's that old man looking back at me? I need a new body. I don't know about you. Every time I go into the hospital and I see people hooked up to tubes, I see all of the illness and the sickness, I think, boy, one of these days the Lord's going to take care of that. When I go to nursing homes, and, you know, I used to go to see my stepdad every day, and I'd go in there and see all those people sitting around in their wheelchairs, and I think, Lord, you really need to work on these folks. You know, Mike, when you look around this evening and you go into a doctor's office, you begin to see all the sickness and illness. You know, Lord, well, this would be a good time to go to work. I want to tell you, tonight, one of these days, he's going to give us all a brand new life. It's going to take care of the sickness and the pain and the illness tonight. It's going to take care of everything we have tonight. And like the old fellow said, when he went to town for the first time, and standing there in front of the big bank, and walked in the doors. An old lady came in, got on the elevator, pushed the button. A few minutes later, the doors opened out and popped this very beautiful girl. He said, boy, go home and get your mama. The time I'm looking for that elevator, I can get in tonight and make me brand new. But you know, the Lord's going to do that for us tonight. You think about that. You think about all the things that's going on. I don't know what all we all have in our bodies. I don't know what kind of sickness. I don't know tonight what kind of things we might have going on. I do know tonight my eyesight's failing. I know tonight I'm not as strong. My shoulder hurts. I know a lot of things tonight, but I've got the promise, a blessed certainty, that the Lord's going to give me a brand new body. I'm going to be fair with you. I hate to live for an eternity in this old body. I really would tonight. Somebody said when the tornado comes, said, boy, it would have been bad if it had come at 10, 11 o'clock at night. 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, boy, it would took me longer than it lasted to get out of bed. I'll tell you tonight, this old body's wearing out, but thank God I've got a new one on the way tonight.
Right.
And he gives one more blessed certainty tonight, and that's a blessed certainty of a kingdom that Jesus has all the power. That's what he said. Whereby, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. What a powerful God we have tonight. He's going to put everything under his feet. I look around this world tonight and I see all the ill, all the problems that are facing us tonight. But you know, the great thing I can tell you tonight, Jesus is coming, and he's coming tonight, and he's able to subdue everything unto himself. You know, the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation the armies of God coming from heaven, but we don't even have to lift a sword. Matter of fact, I don't even find where we have any weapons. Why? He's going to destroy them with the brightness of his coming. Tonight, the Lord's going to subdue all things unto himself, and they're going to bow down. Paul said that every knee should bow, and every tongue would confess that Jesus is Lord. That's a blessed certainty tonight, folks. I'm glad tonight the Lord gives us some blessed certainties in this life. The blessed certainty tonight of a better country. The blessed certainty tonight of a returning Redeemer. The blessed certainty tonight of a glorious body. And the blessed certainty tonight of a powerful God who can subdue all things unto himself. One more blessed certainty tonight. Whosoever will may come. That's a blessed certainty tonight. That God will save to the uttermost those that come unto God by him. What a wonderful Savior we serve tonight.
Amen.
All right. So brief you, Bob, to come and stand with me for prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Take this very simple message. Use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.